Daniel, how are you? Great to catch up with you.
Yeah, great. Rolling this out and busy at the moment, but it's a good thing to be busy with, that's for sure. So 18 months ago, we introduced the white cap. You know, you have 2 to 3 years of preparation before you roll out a new product. So we've had a good solid 5 years of full-time product work getting these new products ready for the market.
Widecap, of course, been a very good success since it was launched, and no doubt hoping the same with the standard cap. A bit different to some of the other medium duty offerings in the market, Daniel. It's very much a leap into the future with the safety features.
Yeah, precisely. This is certainly where the market's going to go. Just the safety systems alone. So vehicle stability control. We now offer the market vehicle stability control from car license right through to 350 horsepower. Above the vehicle stability control, we have now PCS, which is our pre-collision system. So using a camera and a radar to detect vehicles, objects or pedestrians off the road and warn the driver if he so happens to be distracted, warn the driver that there is a vehicle coming up or a pedestrian. And then if the driver doesn't take action, that vehicle can autonomously brake by itself.
It's definitely pretty exciting, isn't it? And if you're a fleet, you're sending drivers out, you know, all day on the road, you'd want to make sure that you've got this stuff. Do you think there's, I mean, we're getting to the point where there's a duty of care, isn't there, to have this sort of stuff?
Yeah, look, and that's why we look at how do we roll this system out? Do you make it an option? Do you ask customers to pay extra for safety? This market requires safety as an entry, so we made that decision, conscious decision, that we would make both VSC and PCS standard across this whole range and, I suppose, help protect our customers and make the choice for them quite easy.
Yeah, well, it seems when you do sample a vehicle now that doesn't have these features on it, things like even the lane keep assist, the lane departure warning, which we had on that wide cab that I drove. I mean, you wouldn't be without it. It is just such a simple technology, but you know, it really does assist with the driver when they're out on the road all day.
Yeah, exactly. Look, it helps you become a better driver in terms of it is keeping your focus on what you're doing out there on the road. It's ensuring that you're leaving, you know, the PCS, ensuring you leave a safe distance between yourself and the vehicle in front. The lanes change ensures that you're, you know, staying within those lanes and you're conscious of that, I suppose, that whole environment around you. So these systems are only able to be done thanks to that PCS introduction. Vehicle stability control stops 33% of fatalities where single vehicle rollovers or understeers, where they go off a corner because they're going in too fast. PCS takes safety to another level. We're now looking to protect the public. Mm. One of the most common accidents between a car and a passenger vehicle is where a truck and a passenger vehicle is where the truck runs into the back of a car turning into a driveway or slowing down, and the driver, for whatever reason, distraction, sunlight, you know, any number of things, doesn't see that car, runs into the back of them at a speed which, you know, does a lot of damage and sometimes fatalities. By using PCS and allowing that truck to see that vehicle when the driver wouldn't have seen the vehicle, and if the action isn't taken, it will brake autonomously and you avoid a lot of those, you know, very dangerous for passenger car vehicle crashes. Mm.
One thing I was really interested as I looked through the different variants that are available in the new standard cab, you've got in there a crew cab, which I'm sure there's going to be a market for that, but also the factory tipper as well. So there's plenty of variety there.
Yeah, we've gone from 33 up to 54 model variants. We've looked at our customers we sell to, some of the wheelbase adjustments they've had to do in the past, and yes, that crew cab model in the FE has been expanded. So the first 14-ton Japanese crew cab, that's going to be a real boon for those council type customers. But the model range expansion has been needed. We now have a vehicle offering for almost any application in that medium duty market, and of course, Allison transmission right across the range in every wheelbase. So that's really important for the Australian customers to have an Allison Auto, and we're running up above our forecast of 70% of orders being Allison Automatic.
Mm-hmm.
This month's current order bank is looking about 90% Allison transmission, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, when you drive these things nowadays and you realise just how smooth and efficient they are, you know, you think to yourself, why would you go for the manual? And, of course, you've got the AMT available too as well.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I've been running a few of these vehicles to and from my place to work. The Allison Auto with this new four-cylinder engine and the adaptive cruise control and that whole, I suppose, seamless integration, it is unbelievable in terms of, how smooth it is, but also the fuel efficiency of this new drive line. We can expect 5% plus fuel efficiency improvements by introducing this new high-torque, heavy-duty four-cylinder engine and the six-speed now in the Allison.
Yeah, well, that 5%, that's nothing to sneeze at. If every operator would love to get 5%. 240, 260 horsepower, so a couple of different variants there, a couple of different outputs with the engine. Where do you see the bulk of sales going with the 240 horsepower?
Look, obviously, FD is only 240. FD is 240 at 260. The FD will certainly be 240 biased. Why that is we have it now at 240 horsepower with more torque than our competitors' 260 horsepower offerings. All right, so you combine that with the six-speed Allison, and that vehicle is just unbelievably fuel efficient, and it performs. It performs like no vehicle that size that I've driven. Now, when you move up then into the FE, you have 260 as a standard offering. We're forecasting an improvement or an increase in our sales. Of course, we're going to target about 1,500 sales for 2019, so that'll be up from about 1,100 this year, and that'll be through the safety features, the new engine, and the driveline offerings and wheelbases. That's really going to feed that volume growth.
And one other feature that, as I scanned through all the different features on the new offering that caught my attention, is a Jake brake. And that's going to be something that a lot of operators are going to welcome, because, you know, often, you know, your standard exhaust brake on a Japanese truck can be a little underwhelming, but this sounds like you've thought about the not just the getting the truck moving, but the getting the truck slowing down as well.
Look, we've been doing local testing around Wollongong area. There's a nice little hill called Mount Ousley. It's 5.5 kilometres, average 10% grade, and we've run up and down that with groups of dealers showing off, I suppose, that not only the hill climbing ability, where this new model is roughly a minute quicker up Mount Ousley, but you can also sit right on 40 kilometres an hour, really just feathering the engine brake because it is that efficient, not having to use the service brakes at all.
Yeah.
So that's an indication of how good that Jake brake is. Now, the only reason we are able to do that is we've taken what is our heavy-duty 9-litre AO9 engine, reconfigured that into a four-cylinder configuration. So we basically have what is truly a heavy-duty engine in a four-cylinder engine configuration. So we get the Jake brake. We get the big... We have the same size crank journals and big end bearings. We have the same size depth and width block and head as a 9 litre. This is really a serious engine, and that's the true change that we've made with this truck. Combine that with the Allison, that you pop that hood or the cab over, and you can really see that it is a big engine. You know, courtesy of that, we got the Jake brake we have in our 9 litre as well.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, Euro 6, which is, if you don't have Euro 6, even though it's not mandated, you seem to be behind the times, and that's in there as well. I'm very much looking forward to having a drive of the new Hino 500 Series Standard Cab. Daniel, thanks for your time, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Absolutely.